Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, back in the chair, and I'm joined, of course, by the man with the plan, Augie. Now, what's the big news coming in on the wire? Augie, I hear you. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded. Yes. And the big Don is sitting very cautiously at the edge of his seat, waiting to pick up the big medal. I think it's $1 million prize fund as well. Run the video, Augie.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 goes to a brave and committed champion of peace, to a woman.
No, God!
Who keeps the flame of democracy burning.
No, God, please, no! No!
To Maria Corina Machado.
No!
To who? Hold on a second. Augie, who the f*** is she? Have you ever heard of that person? Okay, well, she must have solved a few wars, right, Augie? Wars. She invented some sort of antibiotic. She stopped transgender people's penises falling off after post-operative infection. She must have done something. What did she actually do, Augie?
As far as I can tell, her peace efforts consist mostly of yelling at the Venezuelan policemen.
Ah, so she's anti-Maduro. So, we didn't get the Big Don to win the prize, but somebody who's kind of basically working for the Big Don, for the CIA, for the company in Venezuela, trying to overturn Maduro. The old playbook, yeah, you gotta love it. That's the woman who's won the Nobel Peace Prize. But let's have a look at the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. $1 million, big chunk of gold, and a Nobel laureate. You've never heard of her. Well, you'll hear from her now. Run it, Augie.
Here's her peace efforts.
This is her. This is the peaceful woman. Aha. Drop your weapons. So, very peaceful.
I think, Che, it's not a real peace effort if you're not also giving out cookies.
Maybe it's the Ukrainian peace prize. The piss prize. Because this looks like a load of piss to me. Now, of course, what was most interesting is how the Western client media, the paid-off media, you know, through the back door, Augie knows a bit or two about that, how they reacted to Don not winning the prize, right? He was apparently going to invade Norway, use some dynamite that old Alfred invented maybe to blow up a few international criminal court. You know, you never know what the big Don might do when he gets a bit pissed off. Let's have a look. Let's play a bit of headline ping pong, a favourite of me and Augie's, about what's actually being said. Augie, would you like to go first, my dear boy?
It all started with The Guardian posting an article saying that Norway braces for Trump's reaction if he does not win Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, we had Bloomberg on edge over Trump ahead of Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh. And there's New Republic saying that Norway is scared of what Trump will do if he loses the Nobel Peace Prize.
And of course, you know, this is all part of whatever the Big Don does, right? He can solve every war on Earth, he could find a cure for cancer, and they'd still basically allege that he was denying sick people the right to suffer. Let's have a look at, you know, how we can actually scare the public a little bit too. We've decided in our little creative department down in the basement, Ilya, has put together a little report about what's actually gonna happen imminently, in about 10 seconds, to Oslo. Run the video, Augie.
We're coming to you live from Norway, and the situation here is catastrophic. Villages are burning as Trump's forces march through, spreading fire and destruction in revenge for not receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. This is a nightmare unfolding right before our eyes.
Oh, there you go. No peace prize. We can deal with it with a bit of war. Mm-hmm. Go to Big Don. Now, despite not winning the big golden dollar, the Don is still determined, right, Augie, to be at the center of peace. Now, remember, ASEAN is a big organization in Asia, very important. And the Americans wouldn't usually be at the table, right, Augie?
Not really.
Yeah, not really. Wonder why, because they're not in Asia. But the Big Don has decided that he wants to be front and center at the ASEAN summit to basically preside over a peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia, right, Augie?
Yeah.
Why?
I think, Che, we should be grateful.
We're grateful for what? He didn't do anything to stop the war.
No, Che, I think what if, after Trump didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize, he will give up on the idea of becoming a peacemaker and will just start up.
Ah, I see. Maybe that could be what this is all about. Maybe he just wants to wangle his way. I personally think it's just because he can't stand not to be the center of attention anywhere and everywhere. He's got to be the man in front of the camera. So he just wants in. He make it up, so be it.
At least he was grateful to Putin for supporting his nomination.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. Check that. Now, let's not forget, the Big Don has just announced a peace deal in Gaza. Now, of course, you can say, oh, the Americans were responsible for the war because they funded the Israelis since, 1947, billions of dollars, weapons, bombs, jets, you know, with no America, no war. But, you know, he has made an effort to end it. It seems to be ended for now, but how long will this peace last? It's anybody's guess, right? And apparently, let's not forget that the Big Don is kicking back a bit against old Benjamin Netanyahu, calling him a negative ass in the White House, so we're told. So let's have a look at what is an AI-generated clip. Oh, surprise, surprise, well done. No prizes for spotting that. But in actual reality, this seems to depict better than an actual film of what's going on, what's actually going on. The idea that these two guys can basically say, there's now going to be peace here. This is how it's all going to work out. We have absolutely no plan for the future. We're looking at Iraq 2.0 all day long. We're even going to bring Tony Blair in. Yeah, that worked out great, didn't it, for Iraq, Tony? Let's watch this. This is a great AI video. It's what the internet thinks, and that's what we're all about. Run the video, Augie.
Yes, this will be a great spot for a ski resort.
Are you retarded?
Ski
we
resort?
Agreed to build a water park. How the f*** are you going to build a ski resort in the middle of the desert?
Well, they built one in Dubai.
You know what? F*** Dubai and f*** the peace agreement. I'm going home.
Why do you always have to be so f*** negative? When was the last time you did something for me?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of this completely detached reality, right, Augie, that these guys think they can just come out and say, okay, the war ends. What did he threaten to do? Drop like a couple of MOABs on Gaza? Like you either give up or, you know, you're basically going to, on a one-way ticket to Allah. That's the peace deal, right?
Well, you know, Che, what won't last longer than any Middle East peace?
One of your girlfriends?
That too, but also an American politician without getting scanned, purchased and approved by the IPAC.
Yeah, check this out. This is kind of really, you know, post-Orwellian reality. AIPAC, the vastly influential, very wealthy Jewish lobby group in the States. AIPAC, check them out. Come on, if you don't know who AIPAC is, you know, you're living on another planet, literally. They've started to basically scan, QR code the politicians, right? Remember, they told us before that, you know, if you want to get elected in the States, you got to basically take AIPAC money and get the old stamp. Now they've actually stamped the politicians and they're scanning them. And of course, this is not foreign influence. If you live in America and the Israelis are pumping, you know, billions of dollars into your political sphere, that's not foreign interference. Israel is not a foreign country. It just isn't, right?
Do you have to say thank you, master, when they scan your QR code?
Probably. But look, if you're getting a couple hundred mil, why wouldn't you say thank you? Be grateful. Run the video again.
I remember my first AIPAC reception, and like your fundraiser tells you you have to go, and your chief of staff tells you you have to go, your committee chairman all tell you you have to go. And you get there and you wear this name badge, and I remember there's a QR code on it. And what we were supposed to do was go talk to donors, and then if they liked you, they scanned your QR code to make a donation, like on the spot. And so can you just imagine how demoralizing that is to like be told that your job for the next several hours to go chat people up, hoping they would scan you like a can of tomato soup on the way out of the meeting?
It's like speed dating for AIPAC. Like, is that real?
I immediately imagine a rows of politicians on the train store somewhere where only those with Israel passport are allowed in.
Yeah. Well, I think we're heading that direction in the old US of A. Talking about, you know, AIPAC and the old influence of our Israeli friends, lots of Israeli people. I'm a big fan of Israel. I love it. I think it's a great country, great people. I am, actually. I think Israel's a great country. Okay, I'll do it again. Now, let's not forget the link between Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey who? Who? Epstein? It sounds familiar to the Epstein. Remember the Epstein files were going to be released? Remember the release the Epstein files? Kind of like release the leopards in Ukraine? Oh, went to... So what actually happened to old Ghislaine? She gets locked up, and about a month ago, she got moved to a kind of a a golf course, a kind of resort, out of the jail, got brought into a very cozy sort of women's prison where they kind of knit and do yoga. Not a really prisony prison, a kind of a holiday park prison. And now there's rumors that she's about to get pardoned by the Big Don. Now, of course, this has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that the Big Don was hanging around with Jeffrey back in the day at the boom boom parties, doing all that. And forget the fact that there's lots of photographs with him, the birthday card. Forget all that stuff. Do you know who Ghislaine Maxwell is?
Who?
Yeah,
I don't remember. I haven't heard this name.
Who could she be? Run the video.
The Supreme Court is back, and they rejected today an appeal by Ghislaine Maxwell to overturn her.
I don't know who she is.
That means her only chance.
I've never heard of her.
Who? Is that something you're?
Who are we talking about?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
You know, I haven't heard the name in so long.
Yeah,
I can say this.
Get out of here, dog. Come on.
We have to take a look.
Get the fuck out of here.
She wanted to appeal her conviction.
And what happened?
I've never seen this person before in my life. Sounds like Bill.
Is she some immigrant?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman in my office. Remember, Bill? Same office, same desk. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to distract the world from what is obviously a problem, you know, let's not forget, the Epstein files, as they're called, you know, first they were going to be released, and they gave a lot of journalists folders with Epstein files, first release on it. Okay, they give that out, right? Second, they work out that the Big Don was hanging out with Epstein. And it's, what are we going to do now? Let's pretend the Epstein files don't exist. But we just gave out a lot of folders with Epstein files first release on them. Okay, let's forget about that. I know, I've got a plan. Someone stands up in the briefing room. Okay, what do you got? Shawam, what have you got? Well, I think we just post loads of on the White House account, you know, on social media, which means nothing about anything, and just completely bamboozle everybody. And everyone will forget about Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of a Mossad agent, the most powerful press tycoon in England, who mysteriously fell off a yacht and drowned to death. Yeah, for sure. This is the real deal. You know, look over there, a squirrel. That's basically what's happening in the White House. Run the video, Oggy. Like, what the f*** is this? Don't fear the reaper. He's not even tapping the cowbell in time. That's Big Ben in the UK. Why has he got what? Like, it's not even in time. Oh, this is for immigrants. Immigrants are meant to fear the reaper. Is it? How can they do this? What the f*** is this? Who's he? Jesus, it's bad, isn't it? But look, whatever they're posting out in the White House, you know, video account, the X account, you know, Instagram, you know, you probably can't trust that. But at least, Oggy, we can trust the historical narrative that comes out of the White House, particularly from Donald Trump. You know, it doesn't really matter that you killed like a ton of people in Vietnam, Cambodia, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, right? Because you kind of won, right? You nearly won. What's the point of nearly winning? Nearly winning. There's another word for nearly winning in the what is nearly winning called, Dougie?
Jay, as Adolf Hitler used to say,
he nearly won.
In war, it's the participation that matters.
It's taking part that matters. Yeah. So there's another word for it, nearly winning, and it's called losing, Don. Yeah, for sure. Run the video again.
Problem with Vietnam, we stopped fighting to win. We would have won easy. We would have won Afghanistan easy. We would have won every war easy. But we got politically correct. Let's take it easy.
Now, time to time, we do get the odd communication here in the old Moscow Mule's mailbag. See what I did there, Augie? Three M's. M&M. Now, you know, we do give the Don a hard time. We give him a hard time when he makes a idiot of himself or makes it up or basically openly lies. Doesn't mean he can do no good. We're not Democrats, after all. We actually see him for what he is. He's an occasionally very bright and brilliant man who, you know, does make some now and then. And he doesn't have anybody around him willing or brave enough to say, excuse me, my lord, You know, there is no country called Azerbaijan, and it's not at war with Australia. So, you know, you can't blame him. He's a wealthy, rich kind of guy. Now, in the United States, there's all kinds of political division going on. It's getting crazier and crazier. And some people think you should actually eat to stop Trump, literally. Right, Augie? Run the video.
Would you be willing to eat a log of your own if that helped get Trump out?
If I had to, I would. That's how much I hate the man. He's a Nazi.
How much would you be willing to eat to get rid of him? Like actual logs?
I'm not going to exaggerate, but I'll do within reason what I have to do.
So it'd have to be a reasonable amount of like if it was a full dump truck that's starting to get out of control.
Be reasonable.
No, I'm definitely not going to eat a whole dump truck, but I will do what I have to.
I will eat a bit of shit. I won't eat the whole truck of shit.
The tree of democracy must be poured with the Democrats eating to stop Trump.
I love the way the Americans just compressed it all down to the basic question. Would you eat a ton of shit to get rid of Trump? Yeah, I would. Okay, fine. It was, forget all the existential political discussions. Just would you eat a plate of shit? Would you? Augie, would you eat a plate of shit to leave this show and not have to work for me?
I didn't even pay for it.
What?
What?
So talking about the sort of race to the bottom when it comes to political debate, not just in the US, but in Europe as well. Such a bunch of retards in Europe right now. Kamala Harris, our old friend. You remember her? The laughing halfwit? Kamala? Kamala? Not Ghislaine Maxwell, Kamala. Kamala? Kamala? Kamala, drunk all the time.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, black lady, pretending to be black, not really black.
Come kinda. On.
Yeah. Anyway, Kamala has decided to go all Moscow mules, and she used the word, cover your ears, children, motherfucker. Yeah, she did. You know, because this is what you need to do right now. That's how desperate she's become to get any kind of airtime. You got to drop the MF bomb in order to get anyone to sit up and listen.
Definitely not like us.
Yeah, exactly. We don't use that kind of language lightly. We use it very, very sort of seriously. We're serious motherfuckers. Run the video, Augie.
Because there's so much about this moment that is trying to make people feel like they've lost their mind. When in fact, these motherfuckers are crazy.
Woo! Retards. Oh, man. And, you know, talking about the race to the bottom, and we've just seen Kamala dropping the MF bomb. In academia in America, it seems to be really become the battleground, right, Augie, between the left and the right, the conservatives and the you know, the libtards, right? They have appointed in Harvard, you know, which is, you know, big Ivy League school. It's probably one of the most famous on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've appointed a new professor, right, Augie? Nothing unusual there. But
say her name, Chief. Her name.
I won't say it. I'm not going to say it. I'll just say this. It's a guy in a dress, okay? It's a dude in a dress, in a wig, pretending to be a woman. I'll let Augie say it, because I ain't saying it. Augie, what's the name of this person?
The name of this person, the new professor at Harvard University, is Lahore Vagistan.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't get that.
Lahore Vagistan, or Vagistan.
Be careful. Don't say Vagistan too loud, because Trump might think that there's a war going on there and try and solve it. Run the video, Augie.
Nobody wants to be an auntie these days, but I do. I love aunties.
What
also,
it's a man.
An auntie is not
you
can't help a choice,
super hairy
but an
hands.
Obligation and expectation.
Okay, so it's a
older.
Big
so
black dude
choice,
in a dress and a wig.
By default, I'm an auntie, and
she's
today I want to tell you how
you
can be one too. Aunties,
no, you're a
are
dude
old,
in a dress. Just stop.
Have bad style, take up space, gossip, and overfeed everyone.
That's what your transgender aunties do.
That's all you've got, really. What's so smart about Auntie Vagistan? Has he got any...
Well, something anything? More smarter than you, Che, because you never been hired to Harvard than she was.
So while big Ivy League universities are spending, you know, millions of dollars on this woke agenda bullshit, basically trying to convince psychiatric patients that they are the leaders of a new thought revolution in equality, they're not. It's bullshit. What's happening on the streets? Well, let's take Silicon Valley. So Silicon Valley was, of course, the shining example of American ingenuity and entrepreneurialism. It's a place where lots of very interesting things happened. But something even more interesting is happening now in Silicon Valley, around where these big tech parks are. people are living in third world conditions there. And remember, you know, this place generates billions, maybe trillions of dollars, but it doesn't seem to be any bread for the ordinary American who has to sleep in a cardboard box. Run the video, Augie.
Look at all these young innovators waiting for their startups to take off.
Oh, this is another one. This is another zombie movie set. How can that like happen in a developed society? Why are there not like lots of people down there like sorting this out, like cops and social workers? And
maybe I don't think
this is anywhere in Europe, is it? Or Russia? Like, have you ever, like, is there anything like this? Because I can guarantee if there was anything like this in Russia, that would be front page news every day of the week in the fake media. What's this dude doing?
Checking his crypto account. Yes.
Doing some innovation into new microchips. A microchip he found that dropped out of his fries box when he was in McDonald's last week and dropped into his shorts. A microchip. Yeah. So all of this war on terror, you know, fixing war, you know, we're going to make trillions selling the NATO halfwits in Europe weapons to bomb Moscow. You know, how's life for the ordinary American?
It all has contributed very well to the life of the Americans.
Good.
Because as we know, our dear viewers, it's always good when the numbers go up. And the homelessness has increased 18% across America since 2023.
What?
From 650,000 people to 770,000 people.
Wow.
18% up.
18% up?
Yeah.
But I thought it was the golden age. I thought everything was looking up.
Well, you know, Nvidia now costs more than 400 billion. Trillion.
Well, you know what? Maybe we've discovered here why exactly there is a big homeless problem in the United States. Augie's done some deep dive academic research and discovered this video clip, which we think very, very clearly shows why there's no money being spent on homelessness, basically, in the U.S. Run the video, Augie.
In the United States, high housing costs, low wages, and many other factors has resulted in a significant increase in the homeless population. To combat this growing problem, the United States government came up with an ingenious solution. First, they gave $5 billion to Israel.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, of course, let's not talk about the $200 billion that they gave to the narco-fuhrer in Kiev. Yeah. Shh. Shh. Now, speaking about where is all the money gone, Augie, right? Maybe a ton of it was basically stolen from the US taxpayer because you get nothing for it, right? Hello, USA. You get nothing for this. It's a tons of wars. Your kids are going to go and die in them. You know, well, hello, Afghanistan. Hello, Vietnam. Yeah, the list is endless. And, you know, there's no proof. This is all Russian disinformation, Augie. It's like Hunter's laptop. It's a big Russian plant, right? Maybe not. Maybe if the head of USAID, a woman called Samantha Power, who claims to be Irish. Yeah, sorry, guys. Maybe if we had her on tape, Augie, admitting that she'd flooded somewhere like Moldova, say, that they've tried to topple the idea of democracy by keeping their stooge in place, Alamistandu. Maybe if you had her on tape, a video of her admitting that they'd flooded the country with black money that they didn't even ask Congress for, right? Maybe if we had that kind of evidence, Augie. It's impossible, right? It doesn't exist. And kind of, guess what? Maybe we do have some evidence. Two guys, Vovan and Lexus, they managed to do a little prank call. I can't believe these halfwits keep picking up the phone to these dudes. What the f***? Right? And they managed to convince Samantha Power, who's in charge of USAID, the last person in charge of it, although the money's getting flushed in to numerous other avenues. They haven't gone away, you know. So here we have Samantha Power, the last CEO of USAID, which has supposedly been closed down. Has in my ass. Lots of money is still getting flushed abroad. Your money, hundreds of billions of dollars, remember, being sent into Ukraine, a lot of it to be stolen by the Kiev elites, the narco-fuhrer's friends. And remember, nobody got asked about this. There's no receipt. There's not even a little notebook with the numbers written down. Nobody actually knows how much has gone in. Yeah, all the money's just gone to Ukraine.
No, Che, do you know how the Ukrainian Nazi salute looks like?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Run the video, Augie.
In that time, and then in this time, in wartime, we were giving $1.5 billion every single month just right into the treasury of Ukraine. Just in cash.
$1.5 billion every month? Just in cash? $1.5 billion every month just in cash, Augie? What the f***? We're in the wrong business, bro. Why don't we go and ask them, can we join the... No, we can't do that.
We probably can join, like, the Italian construction companies for all these villas they're building for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure USAID would have given us a grant. All we had to say is we just hate Russia, even though we're in Russia. But the fact that we're in Russia and we said we hate Russia, we would have got double money, right? We missed out again, Augie. But, you know, as all this goes on, okay, let's not forget what the reality is, right, Augie, for ordinary Ukrainians. Most of them from the poorest districts, regions, who can't afford the $500 to $1,000 needed if you get dragged into one of the vehicles. That's the kind of cash you need, or to call someone up very fast, to come out with the money, hand it to Zelensky's kidnappers, or the $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 needed to get a medical exemption, or maybe the $20,000 your whole family put together's life savings to get smuggled out of the country into Romania in the back of a truck. That's the reality of what's happening in Ukraine. The country gets smaller day by day. The Russians keep advancing. Winter's coming. You know, it looks pretty bad. But as we speak, people are being tortured, hounded, and harassed off the streets. Of course, the libtards in the EU look the other way. Yes, it's all Russian propaganda. Run the video, Augie. Oh, your man himself too.
Oh, yeah.
He literally himself.
You never know. Is this man getting drafted, or it's just a regular another day kidnapping in Ukraine?
Terrible. Let's just hope he's one of the 300,000 plus people who've deserted from the heroic Ukrainian army. Why on earth would you want to desert? So, dear friends, that brings us to the end of yet another journey on the Moscow Mules ghost train. And, you know, this week it's obvious that it doesn't matter what you do if you're part of the elite. If you've got enough money in the bank, you can get away with do anything. You know, you can forget people that you used to party with, hang out with. You won't be allowed to forget the smallest of tax bill, a parking fine. They're going to come after you. They're going to put their hand in your pocket. And when they finish with that, they're going to probably send your kids off to die in a war of profits. Yeah, because they're going to make a ton of money on that too. Let's not forget, there's a big boom right now in bunkers in Europe. The elites are getting ready for war, not a war they're going to fight. You're going to do it. Our job here is to shine a little light, as per usual, in the dark little place that might irritate our big friends in power. We're going to keep on keeping on. We'll see you here, same time, same place next week. And it's goodbye from Augie, and it's goodbye from me, and we'll see you then.